Hello, I'm Diane Jacobson, and I'd like to draw your attention to a very interesting and intricate chair that is referred to as the centripetal spring armchair. It was made in 1850, designed by Thomas E. Warren, and manufactured by the American Chair Company. The style might be called innovative Rococo revival. You may think of it more as something Victorian. It was designed to provide additional comfort when you're seated. If you remember train travel from many years ago, the tracks were bumpy and really uncomfortable. So they designed a centripetal spring concept that would absorb the bumps that one felt while going over uneven train tracks. And this was applied to this chair as well. So you can move in multiple directions and bounce up and down and sit with a great deal of comfort. The back is a faux rosewood panel. It's the true Victorian use of masquerade of materials. But I'd like to draw your attention to the lovely velvet seating. It's called gaufrage, and it's a method of embossing fabric. It's a way to make velvets really, really beautiful. Originating, I think, in France, and it's been around since the 18th century, but it was utilized here to make this particular chair so dramatic and so beautiful with a gorgeous pattern. About the time of this chair, I think it was 1851, the song was written, Old Folks at Home. But somehow, when I look at this chair, I don't think about old folks at home. I think about people dancing and entertaining and enjoying the richness and fullness of Victorian life.